That time of the week, Brad. Nice to chat again, mate.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
Yeah, we're very well, mate. Now, we've got some good news. Kings have signed Jerome Randall.
Yeah, look, massive news. Jerome Randall played in Adelaide last year, took them to the minor championship, MVP of the season, went to go overseas and pick up a contract. Not really sure what happened over there. Did play for a little while, but he's back, and he's going to be in a Sydney Kings uniform. He's on a plane. I don't think he'll play this weekend, but definitely next weekend and probably first game against Adelaide in Adelaide. Whoa, that'd be a good seat to be watching that one.
Okay, so you're excited about the signing of Jerome Randall, and does he stays in the team when Leash comes back?
Correct, yeah. You're allowed 3 imports, so that's fine. And Kevin Leash is actually an Australian naturalised player now, even though he's an American.
What I'm saying is Randall's not a short-term fix. He'll be here for the whole season.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. No, gosh, DK, he's going to be there, and Leash will now move to what we call the 2 spot. Those 2 together, fantastic signing, and things looking up for the Sydney Kings.
It's a good signing, and they've also signed a new big man, Jeremy Tyler, but it's an indication they're struggling, mate, to be looking at these signings now.
Yeah, look, it isn't uncommon to be able to sign, and sometimes, you know, things happen during the season where players get injured. This one's more of a reactive signing, and that's the problem that you're saying, Slats, and you're right. They're not doing well. They've realised it, and to their credit, they haven't waited too long. Yes, it's a bit through the season, but I do have to remember Perth, who won the championship last year in January, was sitting last on the ladder. They then made a change and brought in an import called Bryce Cotton. They ended up winning the championship, and Bryce Cotton scored 40 in the final. So things definitely looking up. There's no way the season's gone for the Sydney Kings. No. They've made the right thing, but hey, they've ticked those boxes. Now they've got to go out and prove it on the court.
Yeah, Brad, we spoke to Jason Kadir yesterday, and one thing that I took out of it and I liked is they're being very honest with how they're going.
Yeah, see, that's a sign of Andrew Gaze. That's just the way he is. Right. Andrew is just an honest guy, says it is that he's not playing well. Our defense is ordinary. We don't have enough bigs in the team. So now they make the change and go and get it done. But, you know, as positive as it is, now talk is done. The players are here. Let's get on and let's get some winning some games.
It's strange, Brad. We used to talk about something called Pacific shrinkage. I know this will grab the attention of Slats, but it was that, they used to sign
the shrinkage.
So they used to sign the imports from America, and they get on the plane at 6'10", and by the time they got here, they were 6'6". Remember that?
Mate, did you notice I just said nothing there? I just let you go. I just let you go. How good was that? And Slats is thinking, where's he taking this?
Well, I don't know what he means sometimes, but, mate.
They used to get these imports, right?
You're 100% right, mate. What used to happen is we used to get told, and I played with 34 imports in my career.
Right.
And I remember getting told, this guy's 6'10", and the Pacific shrinkage hit in, and he comes out and he's 6'6".
Yeah, I know.
So it's that's exactly what you mean, but I just had to let you go a little bit there. Yeah. I just wanted to see Slats. It was great.
In this day and age, with the access to everything, the guys who sign should be as good as their videotape actually looks. Anyway, it's another matter for another day. The Kings play Melbourne, mate. In Melbourne, how do you see that matchup?
Look, as much as I would love to say, I think it's going to be tough, and even more so now. Melbourne lost last night, pretty ordinary to Cairns. Sydney doesn't look like they'll have their imports. But you know what? They're my roughie of the week, Sydney. I just think the boost, that's all I'm going on. Melbourne, in theory, should win, favourites at home. But the boost of what the club's doing, there's players now that realise, hang on, there's 2 more players to come in, plus Kevin Leash coming back. I better start the pump up here because I need minutes when these guys come in. So I just think and hope it'll lift the team, and they're my roughie, Sydney to beat Melbourne. But it will be a good game on Fox 503.
Yeah, paying $4.25, Brad. So there's some great value in that, roughie. Illawarra, mate, how do you think they're travelling?
Look, Illawarra are travelling great. They won 2 last week. They're really starting to up. Rodney Clark and Demetrius Conger are doing a fantastic job. Very well coached by Rob Beveridge. I'm actually off to Adelaide tomorrow to call that game. Adelaide in Illawarra. There's a few little things going down in Adelaide. The coach, Joey Wright, got ejected last week. He sat one of his best players in Nathan Sobey because there's a little stuff going on in there. So it's all happening in Adelaide town, but they're my best bet of the week. I think Adelaide will beat Illawarra, even though Illawarra are playing really well at the moment.
I thought it was a bit petulant from Joey. He actually wanted to get kicked out of the game.
Oh, he asked for it.
I thought Yeah, you know, I thought it was a bit ordinary. Mate, just quickly if I can, Brad. Aaron Baines, massive game yesterday.
How good was that? 23 points and 8 rebounds. This guy's on fire. So, and they got him cheap. I think they got him for $5 million this year.
$5 million for Aaron Baines. And Ben Simmons, mate, he's as good as we all thought he was, right?
Unbelievable.
Well, he's probably better, is he?
Of the year. Oh, yeah, he is. They're talking about Rookie of the Year. Forget that. What about making the All-Star? This guy is a bona fide superstar, and he is unbelievable in showing everyone what he can do.
Brad, we thank you so much, mate. And as we always say...
Go those Kings. You know they're upper. Oh, come on, the Kings.
Good on you, mate. Have a great call.